Well, good afternoon and welcome to another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. Before we go any further, I'd like to thank John Dewhurst for sitting in for me last week. A wonderful job. And I can tell you it's nice to be back here, especially with Gordon Bennett. I haven't been working with him for about 3 or 4 weeks now, and I think everything came together this past hour with some wonderful music. I'd also like to wish each and every one of you out there a very happy new year. I think 1998 is going to be a great year for jazz. And if last night was any indication, on ABC they had a one-hour special that was excellent, I thought. And exposing jazz to millions of people is very important, and getting the word out there. And hopefully that's what I'm doing on my show here as we kick off 1998. Starting off this afternoon, we've got music from a wonderful pianist out of Calgary. His name is Brian Buchanan. This is from an album from the Jazz Focus label entitled Avenues. We're going to listen to his version of My Foolish Heart. music from Brian Buchanan out of Calgary. From his album Avenues, we heard a wonderful version of My Foolish Heart. We're going to hear more from Brian a little later on in the show. Right now, what I'd like to do is play for you some music from a wonderful trio out of the States. They're called Three for All, and three people are John Burr on bass, Sir Roland Handa on piano, and Bucky Pizzarelli on guitar. We're going to listen to their version of the wonderful standard, We'll Be Together Again. Thank you. That was a wonderful, warm, very friendly version of We'll Be Together Again, taken from the self-titled CD, Three for All is the name of the band, released on the Simcob label back in, I believe it was the early 90s that this was released. John Burr on bass, Sir Roland Hanna on piano, and Bucky Pizzarelli on guitar. One of my favorite vocalists in blues and jazz is Etta James, and I thought I'd play a couple of tracks from her album entitled Time After Time. This is a woman with quite a history, and she has a wonderful book out called Rage to Survive. And if you have a chance to pick that up, I would highly recommend it. There's a lot of insight and a lot of stories about Etta's rise to the top and the bumps along the way. I'm going to listen to a couple of compositions, the first one being Teach Me Tonight, and it features Cedar Walton on piano, John Clayton's on bass. The drummer on this session is Paul Humphrey. Eddie Harris is on tenor sax, and we're going to follow that up with Gershwin's very popular and often covered track called Love Is Here to Stay. Our Love Is Here to Stay. Cedar Walton on piano, again John Clayton on bass, Eddie Harris on tenor sax, Josh Sclair is on guitar, and Craig Kilby is on trombone.
Since this is the perfect spot to learn, oh, teach me tonight. Starting with the ABC of it, right down to the XYZ of it. Help me solve the mystery of it. Oh, come on and teach me tonight. The sky's a blackboard high above you. If a shooting star stand so near my love, star to write I love you. A thousand times across the sky, one thing isn't very clear, my love. Should the teacher stand so near, my love? Graduation's almost here, my love. And oh, I want you to teach me tonight.
Improvise. Feed yourself some spontaneity and check out the After Eight Jazz Cafe, 101 Spark Street. The After Eight offers fine proportions of well-prepared treats to fill your ears and stomach. Visit the After Eight Jazz Cafe, the only club in Ottawa dedicated to consistently presenting live jazz with musicians playing 2 90-minute sets nightly. This elegant yet relaxed and intimate club has made jazz music its platform. In an otherwise jazz-staffed Ottawa, new and avid jazz fans alike have enjoyed the high-caliber music of Canadian and international jazz acts live at the After Eight. Step beyond your stereo. Hear and see jazz. Check out the After Eight Jazz Cafe, located at 101 Spark Street.
Very clear, our love is here to stay. Not for a year, but forever and a day. The radio and the telephone and the movies that we know may just be passing fancies, and in time may go. Oh, my dear, our love is here to stay. Together, together we're going along, long. Gibraltar may tumble, they're only made of clay. But I know that our love is here, our love is here to stay. Thank you. Together, together we're going a long way. In time, the Rockies may crumble, Gibraltar may tumble, they're only made of clay. To stay.
The journey continues as See and Hear the World ventures into its sixth season, featuring exciting musical and dance performers from five continents. This year, the National Arts Center teams up with the Museum of Civilization to take you on the journey of your life. India, Ghana, and Ireland are just a few of the destinations that you can explore through See and Hear the World. Tickets are available at the box offices of the Museum of Civilization and the NAC, or by calling Ticketmaster at 755-1111. For information or a series brochure, call 776-7181. The journey continues with See and Hear the World.
My name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to 2 hours of jazz here at CHUO-FM. The show is called In Transition, and we're featuring this live coming to you from the Media Skywalk, the University of Ottawa, serving the Ottawa Hall area and surroundings. Just heard two tracks from Etta James from her wonderful album entitled Time After Time on the Private Music label. We heard Our Love Is Here to Stay, a song written by the Gershwin Brothers, and Teach Me Tonight. Got some music now from pianist Joel Forrester. This is a solo recording called Stop the Music. It's released on the Koch Jazz label. Recorded February 17th, 1997 at the Fresh Air Studios in Philadelphia. I'm going to listen to an original from Joel, and this one is entitled Back Talk. Well, there's a style of jazz you don't hear much these days. That was Joel Forster in a beautiful boogie-woogie composition entitled Back Talk. That was written by Joel Forster in keeping the spirit alive, the spirit of Albert Ammons, Pete Johnson, you name them, Mead Lux Lewis, going back to the 20s and 30s when those cats were really cooking and making some great swinging boogie-woogie music. Long, long time ago, Spirit is Alive with Joel Forster. That's his album, Stop the Music, on the Koch Jazz label. Javon Jackson has a wonderful, beautiful CD out on the Blue Note label. This one features Peter Washington on bass, Billy Drummond on drums, Fareed Hack on guitar, Vernon Reed on guitar, John Medeski's on organ, and rounding out the group, we've got Ciro Baptista on percussion. The album is Good People, and released on Blue Note. We're going to listen to an original from Javon Jackson entitled Nayman.
Thank you. heard that song before. And you can hear it, too, on CHUO's program of popular music from the 1920s to the 1950s. The years of swing and big bands, great singers and great songwriters on Broadway, in Hollywood, and on the hit parade. Music from the golden years of popular song. CHUO, Sunday mornings at 11, for I've Heard That Song Before.
That was music from a band known as Rumba Club and their version of The Meaning of the Blues. The name of the album is called Mamacita, and the label that that album was released on is called Palmetto Jazz, based out of New York. You might want to check that out. Again, the name of the band is Rumba Club. Joe Carter is a guitarist that's been on the scene for quite a few years now. He's really making a name for himself, and it seems that every subsequent release from Joe gets better and better and better. Carter is a jazzman who enjoys the past and appreciates the present, but what's most important to him is the future, because he continues to create better music as he reaps the benefits of his creative endeavors. Now, Joe has performed around the world, most notably France, Canada, and India. However, the turning point of his career and life was certainly his many performances in Brazil, where he also had the opportunity to teach several master classes and record with many noted Brazilian artists. This afternoon, I'm going to treat you to a beautiful recording from the album called This Is for Luisa. And the album is simply called Joe Carter, the Samba Trio, Rio Trio. And it's released on Empathy Records. This is Joe Carter on guitar, Nilson Mata on bass, and Portino on drums. Thank you. Well, there's just a sampling of Joe Carter and his wonderful guitar skills. That was a song entitled This Is for Luisa, and the album The Samba Rio Trio on Empathy Records. Well worth it. And hopefully a little later on in the show, I'll play some more from that album. Cecilia Smith is a vibist graduate from the Berklee College of Music. She's also a former faculty member, and she's built a life and music career centered around this creed. Over the years, Cecilia's pursuit of excellence has yielded remarkable gains in her development as an artist, bandleader, performer, and composer. In addition to her recording career, she teaches music education to young people, leads clinics, and travels extensively, sharing her wisdom with those who seek the lessons she learned as a child from her parents. She has, I think, one of the most beautiful tones on vibes that I've heard in years. And she's very lyrical sounding and maintaining the tradition put forth by the likes of Lionel Hampton and Milt Jackson. Billy Pearce and Javon Jackson are on this album that I'm going to play, entitled High Standards. It's released on the Brownstone label. And I'm going to play two compositions. Now, these are very well-known jazz compositions. The first one is Bag's Groove, and you think of Milt Jackson when you hear that. Right after that, I'm going to play some Bobby Hutcherson and a composition of his, probably his most well-known composition, Highway 1. We'll listen to what Cecilia does with these two vehicles. We've got Frank Wilkins on piano, Steve Kirby on bass, and Ron Savage is on drums. Special guests again on the album are Billy Pearce and Javon Jackson, both holding down the sax chairs. Freddie Bryant is on guitar. So let's listen to some music from this wonderful artist, Cecilia Smith.
Thank you.
That was music from vibist Cecilia Smith and her quartet. From her album entitled High Standards on the Brownstone label, we listened to two beautiful compositions. The first one was from Milt Jackson and his by now standard Bag's Groove, and Bobby Hutcherson's composition Highway 1, again another standard in the jazz repertoire, performed eloquently by Cecilia Smith. She's an up-and-comer, and I think she's on her way to a lot of good music in the future. In Transition is sponsored by the After Eight Jazz Club. It's Ottawa's number one jazz live venue. They're located at 101 Spark Street. If you're sitting around your house and you don't know what to do, you might want to check them out. It's a great venue, great food, and wonderful music. Name of the club, After Eight. They're located at 101 Spark Street, right in the heart of downtown Ottawa. Leroy Vinegar, by many, is viewed as the master of the walking bass. And what I'd like to do is play for you some music from Leroy, some recent music. I've played Leroy in the past, some of his older recordings that he made for the Contemporary label back in the 60s. But this is more recent stuff from 1995. And again, it's from the good folks at Jazz Focus out of Calgary, Alberta. We've got Mel Brown on drums, Gary Harris on tenor sax, and Dan Phelan on guitar. We're going to listen to two compositions. The first one from a very underrated pianist, Hampton Hawes, and it was a composition that he wrote called Miho. And right after that, a great one written by Miles Davis. It's called Blues by Five. This is Leroy Vinegar from his album Integrity, The Walker, live at Laremont. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
improvised. Feed yourself some spontaneity and check out the After Eight Jazz Cafe, 101 Spark Street. The After Eight offers fine proportions of well-prepared treats to fill your ears and stomach. Visit the After Eight Jazz Cafe, the only club in Ottawa dedicated to consistently presenting live jazz with musicians playing 2 90-minute sets nightly. This elegant yet relaxed and intimate club has made jazz music its platform. In an otherwise jazz-staffed Ottawa, new and avid jazz fans alike have enjoyed the high-caliber music of Canadian and international jazz acts live at the After Eight. Step beyond your stereo. Hear and see jazz. Check out the After Eight Jazz Cafe, located at 101 Spark Street.
We just heard some music from bassist Leroy Vinegar and his quartet. Miles Davis's composition, Blues by Five, and Miho, a composition written by Hampton Hawes. And that was recorded live May 14th, 1995. One of Canada's great talents is Rini Rosnes, and she has a new one out on the EMI label that features a wonderful stellar quartet. Chris Potter's on tenor sax and soprano, Christian McBride on bass, and the always reliable Jack Dejanet rounding out the group is on drums. What I like about this CD is that it's mostly originals, and it really exemplifies Rini's writing talents, as well as her piano skills that have been demonstrated in her previous release. But this album is a very special album, and I wanted to play a composition that was written by the late great drummer Tony Williams, and this one is called Pee Wee. The name of the album is As We Are Now, and it's on EMI Records. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was music from Canadian Jane Bonnet from her album Jane Bonnet and the Cuban Piano Masters, released on the World Pacific label. And that was a song written by pianist Jose Maria Vitier. And the song was called Diagolos. And also featured on the album, we've got Frank Emilio Flynn on piano and holding down the bass position, Carlitos del Puerto, produced by Larry Kramer. This is a wonderful album. I tend to use that word wonderful a lot because I can't think of any other word to use when it comes to good music and great music. And this is definitely worth listening to. Jane Bonnet and the Cuban Piano Masters. Rini Rosnes before that from her latest release, and Tony Williams' composition, Pee Wee. Chuck Mangione has been on the scene for many, many years, and he recorded some wonderful contemporary albums for the A&M label back in the 70s and 80s. His brother, I feel, has always lived in the shadow of Chuck's popularity. But Gap Mangione has a new release on the Cafe label, and it's called Planet Gap. And believe me, this is a killer release. There's some wonderful arrangements, some fine playing. He's put together a great band, which includes the likes of Steve Gadd, John Patitucci, Andy Winsier, Pat LaBarbera's on this album. Jerry Niewood is also featured, someone that I haven't heard from in quite a while. But what I'd like to do is play a composition written by Tim Torrens, and this is a real kicker. It's a song called Coat Check Kathy, and it's arranged by Tim and Gap Mangione. And this, for me, is one of the highlights from the album. This is music from keyboardist Gap Mangione on In Transition.
Thank you.
was music from Gap Mangione and the Big Band, and a killer composition called Coat Check Kathy. The name of the album is Planet Gap, and it's released on the Cafe label out of Rochester, New York. A vocalist that I haven't heard much of, but has been around for a number of years, Carol Sloan, has a new one out on the Concord Jazz label. And featured on this album, which is a tribute to Louis Armstrong and Ella Fitzgerald, we've got Clark Terry on trumpet, flugelhorn, and vocals as well. The backup band is pretty good as well. Bill Charlap is on piano, Marcus McLaurin on bass, and Dennis McCrell is on drums. And this was an album produced by Alan Farnham and released in 1997. I'd like to start off with a lovely rendition of Tenderly, and if we have time, we'll move into Don't Be That Way, and this is a duet album from vocalist Carol Sloan and trumpet player Clark Terry.
The trembling trees embrace the breeze tenderly. Then you and I came wandering by and lost in a shore was kissed by sea and mist tenderly. I can't forget how two hearts met breathlessly. Your arms open wide and closed me inside. You took my lips, you took my love so tenderly. Thank you. April skies are in your eyes, but darling, don't be blue. Don't cry. Oh, honey, please don't be that way. Clouds in the sky should never make you feel that way. The rain will bring some violets in May. Tears are in vain, so honey, please don't be that way. Well, as long as we see it through, you'll have me, and I know I'll have you, sweetheart. Tomorrow is another day. Don't break my heart. Oh, honey, please don't be that way.
Don't cry, honey, please don't be that way. Clouds in the sky should never make you feel that way. Yes, the rain will bring some violets in May. Tears are in vain, so honey, please don't be that way. As long as we see through, you'll have me, and I'll have you, sweetheart. Tomorrow is another day. Don't break my heart, honey, please don't be that way.
Clouds in the sky should never, 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 never make you feel that way. The rain will bring some violets in May. The tears are in vain, so honey, please don't be that way. Just as long as we are gonna see it through, you have me, and I know that I will have you, sweetheart. Tomorrow is another day. Don't break my heart. Oh, honey, please don't be that way. I took each word he said as gospel truth, the way a silly little child would. I can't excuse it on the grounds of youth. I was no babe in the wild, wild wood. He didn't mean it.
We just heard some music from Carol Sloan and Clark Terry from their latest CD entitled The Songs Ella and Louie Sang. We just listened to Don't Be That Way and Tenderly. I'd like to remind all the listeners out there that In Transition is sponsored by the After A Jazz Club, Ottawa's number one live jazz venue, located at 101 Spark Street in the heart of downtown Ottawa. My name is Randy McElligott. It's been a pleasure playing this music for you. I'll be back next week with some more great jazz. Coming up at the top of the hour, German news, music, and commentary until 4:30 p.m. Bye for now. Thank you.